Well, Shabbat Shalom. Here we are again on God's holy day, and Happy New Year to everybody. Let me start the video. Countdown. Put up the study, and we're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabe Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. And today's God's New Year, and it's a Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, we ask you to come down in a mighty way, send your Holy Spirit in the midst of us, Lord and God. We ask you to bless this reading today, let us learn something new. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, we thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. Heavenly Father, bless everyone in the congregation and anyone else that will join us. We give you the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, there's my website, there's my phone number, and there's my email. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin, Tennessee. And today is March the 21st, 2026. In God's calendar, guess what? It's the first month, Nisan 1. And that's found in Esther 3:7. And today is Happy New Year. Esther, in the first month, that is the month Nisan, 3:7. And it's God's New Year today. God's New Year, the 21st of March. And where do we get that from? Well, we go to Exodus 12, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. That's where we get it from. This day came you out in the month Ha'aviv, and it's Ha'aviv 1. So we're going to read the whole chapter today of chapter 12 of Exodus. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him that and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and sprinkle it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. And that's what we're going to have too. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it at all water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. Thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, and with your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It's Jehovah's Passover. This is what God says, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am Jehovah. The blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses whereon you are. And when you see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. So that's why we're doing it today. We're remembering. And you shall keep it a feast to Jehovah throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. Whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Well, we don't want to do that. In the first day there shall be a holy convocation, a mikra kodesh, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Mikra kodesh, yes, this is offering time. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. From the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall you be, 7 days there shall be no leaven found in your houses. Whosoever eats that which is leaven, every soul that, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Wow.
God repeats himself.
You shall eat nothing leavened in your habitations. Shall you eat unleavened bread? Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of this house until the morning. For Jehovah will pass through to smite the Egyptians when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts. Jehovah will pass over that the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. We thank God for that, right? And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons forever. Amen. And we are remembering today. This will be our 25th year pretty soon. And it came to pass when you come to the land which Jehovah will give you, according as he had promised, that you shall keep this service. Amen. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say to you, what mean you by this service? Well, you better answer them and say that you shall say, it is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. The people bowed their heads and worshiped. Amen. This is not a long study today. I'm just going over some of the things we're going to be doing in this month. 28. And the children of Israel went away and did as Jehovah had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight that Jehovah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And God says something, he's not kidding. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt. And there was not a house where there was not one dead. Wow. You can't even imagine that. Huh? And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve Jehovah as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. This is Pharaoh's getting nervous, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the Egyptians went were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men.
They may not know what to mean by bless me also. The other verse.
What? You don't understand it? Where?
They may not know what that means, bless me also.
Take your flocks and your herds. He said Pharaoh wanted to be blessed. In other words, he wanted to get rid of these people because they, you know, so he'd be blessed, he feels like. But he's not really going to be blessed.
Not like praying, like blessed.
No.
And the people took their dough before it was leavened, and their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes with their upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment.
Borrow means they asked.
They requested, and they got it from them. And Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, and even very much cattle. So the mixed multitude you got to watch out for, because they you never know what they're up to.
Right.
The mixed multitude.
Right.
That's the Egyptians and everybody else.
We're
not part of Israel. Mixed multitude is the people that are not part of the Israel, right? And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened. Because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. Amen. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of Jehovah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Jehovah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Jehovah to be observed in all the children of Israel in their generations. And we're part of the children of Israel today, right? So we're going to be doing that too. And Jehovah said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. No stranger shall eat thereof.
What does a stranger mean?
Stranger is somebody that's not of Israel. That's what a stranger is. Every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner or a hired servant shall not eat thereof, because they're not of Israel. In one house shall be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. And all the congregation of Israel kept it, shall keep it, and we're going to keep it too. And when the stranger shall sojourn with you, and shall keep the Passover to you, Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come and near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. That's right. There's only one law shall be to him that is homeborn, the Ezrach, and unto the stranger that sojourns among them. That's right. One law. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Jehovah commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that selfsame day that Jehovah did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. And this happened in the past, and I thank God we're not with them. You know, thank God that we're delivered to, and we are part of the children of Israel today. I got a little more to read today. This is a short study today, but Leviticus 23 says, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of Jehovah. God has feasts. The world out there don't even know that. Which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts, God. These are my feasts, God said. And then he goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh. Ye shall do no work therein. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. So wherever you dwell, you better keep it. These are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. We just don't do it when we feel like. We do it when it's God's time. Amen. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Jehovah's Passover. That's right. We don't do it any other day. We do it on the 14th. And in the evening, on the 15th day of the same month, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Jehovah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And I like eating the unleavened bread my wife makes.
She makes very good
bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. That's today's study. It's real short today, but I wanted to just bring this to your attention because this is New Year and this month has a lot of things going on in it. So read this over. May God bless you all. Happy New Year. And soon, April 3rd, 2026, will be Passover. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread is 4th through the 10th of April. You got that? Write that down if you don't know. Write that down. Shabbat Shalom. And I thank you for being here. May God bless you. May God bless the rest of this day in Yeshua's name. May God touch you and always be with you. May God, we thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for eternal life with you, Father, one day. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Any questions, you come on up.